It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Get a pencil and mark this down, Sally. You monkey with my again? I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead, you senile old bitch.
I've never met anyone who was so down on themselves.
Do you know what I do at the Shangri-La?
I asked around. You're a cooler. You turn winners into losers.
Do you know how I do that?
Listen, I know there's a lot of stuff that happens in casinos all the time.
I do it by being myself. People get next to me, their luck turns. It's always been that way.
Well, that sounds like a self-fulfilling prophecy to me. There's a whole chapter of that in my book.
I only got 6 more days.
Then we shouldn't waste any more time. You want to go back to your place?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure I can afford. I can't afford to.
Waste.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean. See, this is what I'm talking about. I've gone and cooled the damn table.
Shelley, I've got a smart kid here. He's got some good ideas about how to revitalize the Shangri-La.
Revitalize? What are you talking about? We did $35 million last year.
But why don't you just hear the kid out, huh?
Shelley, I want you to know that I have nothing but the utmost respect for you. You've done a tremendous job with the Shangri-La over the last 16 years, and I don't think anybody can dispute that.
Yeah, nobody doubts that, Shelley.
But the business has changed. Just take a look at the Strip. You see what I'm talking about.
What? You mean that Disneyland Mook Fest out there? Huh? Come on. You know what that is? Huh? That's a fucking violation is what that is. Something that used to be beautiful. Used to have class, like a gorgeous, high-priced hooker with an exclusive clientele. And then along comes that Steve Wynn sucker and knocks her up and puts her in a fucking family way. Now she's nothing but a cheap, fat whore hiding behind too much fucking makeup. I look at her, I see all her fucking stretch marks. It makes me want to cry because I remember the way she used to be. Am I right?
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Wow.
Nice. How about that?
Robbie, little dark side of Rob Spiewak with the cooler to start. Uh-huh. And that's a heavy, depressing scene from the cooler.
I'm ready
to do a show now.
Yeah, let's go.
I swear to God, that was really riveting. I was sitting there with, like drooling, listening to that segment. My mouth was hanging open because I was listening to the fabulous Alec Baldwin in a movie. If you have not seen this, go buy it, go rent it. It's called The Cooler with William Macy. And who is the woman? She's always kind of like... She looks like she's a little naughty. She's a little dirty, but she's so sexy. And it's an Italian name, I think.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Like Bella or something like that.
Let me check. I'll have it for you in a moment.
Oh, somebody will get it. Somebody will get it for us.
I haven't seen the movie in a while, and it really sucks you in. It's such a good movie.
It is Wednesday, June 25, 2008. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636.
Maria Bello?
Something like that.
I think it's Maria Bello.
Something very close to that. You can AOL instant message us at Mike O-WJFK. Send an email to omara@wjfkfm.com or go to the website. It's MikeOmaraShow.com. You can download our podcast, get your instant feedback, and the photos.
Look at the babes.
The babes are there. And the Daily Buzz, that's there also. Today on the program, we have finally achieved what I've been striving for on this broadcast.
Mediocrity?
No.
No?
Tabloid.
Emotional purity?
Tabloid mediocrity.
Oh, great.
Even better.
We're going into the land of the tabloids here,
nice.
Man.
Let's go.
And I'm telling you, excuse me, there's my Sprite Zero.
Dear.
I will doff my fedora to Ms. McBride. This is a McBridian get. She didn't even know how cool I think this is. We're going to have this kid that got his arm bitten off by an alligator today.
Wow.
His name is Casey Edwards. I saw him this morning. Beth Ann did, too. Beth Ann hunts him down, calls him at the hospital. This kid is he's terrific.
Gator boy.
He's been through this amazing trauma.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he's very composed when he's talking about it. Yeah. And he'll tell us all about what it's like.
Well,
the kid literally went swimming in the canal, I think this past weekend.
Yeah.
Got his arm bitten off by an alligator. And, you know, most people, just to, for my money, yeah. if it's an 11-and-a-half-foot alligator, they probably aren't going to be around to tell you the story of what happened.
But you say this guy's kind of chatty.
He's very chatty. Well, young kid. He's I think he's like just out of high school, something
just,
like
that's
that.
That's just the shock.
The reason he's so composed, they haven't told him about his arm yet.
I saw this interview with this kid today. His name is Casey Edwards. Uh-huh. Lost his arm down, I believe it's Melbourne, Florida, where he was swimming in a canal late at night. And he's very outspoken about the whole overpopulated alligator system down there. And because of the overpopulation, he claims that they are hyper-competitive in the food system.
Probably true.
Whereas they used to sit there, just a few of them, you know, get fat, dumb, and happy, mm-hmm. sit up on the mud bank and, you know, eat an occasional fish or a turtle.
Oh,
you know, now they're after people. So it'll be interesting to see what he has to say.
I can't believe there was time to talk to him in between all the wedding festivities this morning.
Rob's a habitual watcher of the Today Show.
Yes. I hate the Today Show, and I watch it every day. And they did that whole stupid wedding today. The theme, Mike, was A Visit to the Orient.
I saw
it. Or something like that.
I did see the very beginning when I was watching The Kid with the Arm today.
Bad news, brother.
Also on the program, we will have... you know, she loves her little nicknames. This guy's name is Joe McLeod.
Yeah, our movie guy.
You got to keep the Joe.
Yes.
She somehow doesn't like the Joe.
I don't know why.
She wants to call him McLeod on the movies.
Okay? Wow, that's nice.
McLeod on the movies, uh-huh. 2008, as Buzz said before the show.
There it is.
It's Joe McLeod. Joe's from the City Paper up in Baltimore.
Yeah, he's good.
And he was our winner as far as auditions for movie reviewers.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to, you know, him settling in and giving us a nice little review. Beth Ann, is he going to be in studio or on telly? He's from Baltimore.
It's a good fit.
Could you come in here, please? Please, could you come here? Leave your post.
She's very busy.
It's difficult for me to communicate to our listeners when you're saying things mm-hmm. over my headphones in the ear. How are you? Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, Rob.
Hi.
McLeod on the movies. That was you.
I heard. You. We can call him Joe.
No, Joe McLeod. Listen how that rolls off the tongue. Joe McLeod.
Joe McLeod.
Joe McLeod. Joe McLeod with the cinematic update. Now,
there you go. That
McLeod, I just didn't think we should chuck
cinematic
the Joe.
Update.
I'm not trying to nitpick here. That's the last
not
thing.
You.
I
no, we just thought it was cute.
We thought it was yeah. so you. It yeah. was so
it was.
Because Buzz said before that I said McLeod on the movies. I said that's got Beth Ann written all over it. And Buzz says,
did you hate it?
Buzz says 2008. No, not because I hated it.
No, just because you always come up with little clever names for things.
She's okay. So pithy.
No, 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 no.
She is pithy.
Only some.
She's pithy. And how are your interns doing today?
They're good.
Good. Are we going to have Pater on the broadcast today?
Pater's here.
Okay. Now, Pater is, we had Drew yesterday, mm-hmm. and I would like to say to my listening audience, I apologize for that. I really, you know, there's funny and then there's so bad it's good, and that was somewhere in between. We mm-hmm. had our moments with him, but overall, that mic technique is what killed it. It was very difficult to even listen to that.
Right.
Today,
would you like him to visit the canal?
Now, that would be something. We're really going to get this kid. Huh? You call the hospital
yeah,
and everything?
I'm so excited.
I'm not, maybe I am.
No, but it's rightly so.
It's just
fun.
Really,
to see.
I spent a lot of time in that state, in the Sunshine State uh-huh. of Florida.
Don't go on a canal.
And no, but you know what? I live on a canal down there. I not on one of the intercoastal canals, but you might call what I live on. They'll say it's a lake system, but it's not. It's a series of canals, and there are gators in there all the
time. How close is your lean-to to the water?
The lean-to is, Rob, you are 6 to 7 paces. Like yards, probably 10 to 20 wow. yards.
Are you aware of the speed an alligator can have?
I have been as
he knows.
I have been as close to a maybe 5 to 6 foot gator as uh-huh. as I am to Mr. Burbank when I'm getting a golf
feet.
Ball.
Tell the
yeah.
truth, you're farm raising them and releasing them into the canal.
I have a fascination, as many mm-hmm. people do, mm-hmm. with gators, and there's a place down in South Florida, Southwest Florida, where
Gator World.
I told this story on the air, I think, coming back from a vacation where I was with the kids. Carl and I are driving along with the kids, mm-hmm. and I got stopped for speeding. And the cop came up and said, do you know what you were doing? I said, no, I'm really not paying attention. We're looking for alligators. And he was so amused by that because it's you know when you're telling the complete and total truth?
Oh, sure. That's the best.
And it's so true that mm-hmm. it amuses somebody.
Yes.
And he gave us directions where you can drive up. It's this tiny little place off Route 41 down there.
Right.
And I forgot the name of the road. You drive in.
It's sort of a state park facility. It's got a little boardwalk up there, but then you can drive up further.
Oh, yeah, it's Kiss Your Ass Goodbye Lane.
And they're juveniles. They're like little 3-4 footers, and then some of them get to be 6 feet, and you drive your car right up, and you look out the window, and there they are, and they're kind of staring at you, and you're staring at them.
Stay in the car.
I dig gators.
I love gators. Well, that's good.
I like them alive. I like them dead, too.
Okay.
I mean, I know PETA will probably get mad at me, but you've seen some of the boots that
I wear.
I wear gator boots.
Yeah.
You see the
wallet I got here?
Oh, you have a wallet, too. Do you have a
belt? I love them. Now, I'm all for it, but also, it's the circle of life, Rob. You know, occasionally
the
animals are going to have
the circle of life.
That's part of the circle of life.
Well, not really.
That's all the gator that I wear is taken off roadkill gator, a gator that's already dead.
How do you know that?
I don't.
Well,
I'm
lying. You can tell from the tire tracks right there.
No, stop it.
How about the eating of the gator? Do you do that?
Yes, of course. I've had gator bites. Have you ever had gator bites?
Delicious.
They're fantastic.
Like chicken.
A little chewier than chicken.
Yeah, dry.
So Pater's going to be coming in here, and Pater's one of our interns.
Uh-huh.
And he went to Gay Pride
on a different day.
All I've heard about this is that he didn't understand that we were kind of looking for kind of a lighthearted approach.
Yes, right.
And what he did was offer us some sort of serious interview.
Hard-hitting journalism.
Yeah. Do you remember when we had Horst in here and he said he really wasn't a fan of this show or the station, really, but he liked Sporting News Radio?
Right? Yes.
What is Pater's outlook on this show and the station?
You should ask him.
I think he likes the show.
Rob, just listening to you, a lightning bolt has hit me in the brain right now.
I apologize for
that. Listen to what I'm going to say. I'm going to put out an appeal right now. All right? I'm appealing to
me.
Some of you slacker college students, all right? You slacker college students that have been home, what, about a month now probably from college?
Mm-hmm.
You've been home about a month. Your parents are starting to bitch at you. You listen to this radio station because you think it's a lot of fun.
You love this radio station.
And this is for men and women as well.
What?
Because, you know, I believe in variety is the spice of
life. That's right, Mike.
Also, gay or straight, black, white.
We don't care.
Latin American.
We like
everything. It doesn't matter. Isn't Latin American right out of the 60s?
I believe so.
Wasn't that right after, like, Fidel took over Cuba that came out?
Desi Arnaz was Latin American.
To you college students, and this is not to say that we're not going to keep the guys we've got because they're all quirky, and we're going to, you know, I'll keep those guys forever. But what I'm going to do...
Good for you, Mike.
What I'd like to do is send out the appeal. If you are a college student and you're looking for something to do, maybe you're in communications at the college you're at, give Beth Ann McBride a call.
Please.
And call her here at the main number at the radio station. That's 703-691-1900. Right. That's the number. Leave a message for Beth Ann McBride. Give, Colette your information, and she'll get back to you. Because we're looking for a few good interns.
If you require immediate access, email Beth Ann.
You can email Beth Ann. Should I give the email here at the show?
Whichever you want.
Which one would be good for you if you really wanted to act on this?
My direct email.
Which one would that be?
Beth Ann.
Beth Ann.
B-E-T-H-A-N-N.
Yes.
At WJFKFM.com.
What would you like in the subject line?
I want to be an intern, damn it.
I want to be an intern, so I think that's a great idea.
Start your showbiz career today.
Let's go to Mick. Mick
GED.
Chantilly, Virginia. Mick, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Mick?
All right, man. It's Nick, but I grew up in South Florida, man. I was just wondering if it
Of course it is. Of course it is, Joe. The second call. I'm sorry. Just wanted to get that off. I told you it was going to go either way. Kind of be happy and jolly, or now we know which way it's going to go. Hello, Nick.
I think I know where we're at.
Yes, Nick.
Go ahead,
I just wanted to know if it was Alligator Alley, the road you were talking about.
Well, there's Alligator Alley, which is 75 going across to Fort Lauderdale that goes, into Naples and across there. There's Old Route 41, which is also kind of an Alligator Alley.
And that's always an unofficial nickname, isn't it? It's not like on a green street sign that says Alligator
Alley. It's a Route 75 is what it is, and it goes across the bottom. But Alligator Alley, the highway, which it's referred to, is really elevated. And, I'll tell you, late at night, you wouldn't want to drive your car into the drink. You'd be in swamp, and it would be a very difficult thing.
Maybe but eaten.
Alligator Alley is very, very straight and very highway-like, and it's got some canals on either side of it. But the old Route 41, you actually can pull your car off to the side of the road, and you can kind of lean over and see some of the alligators that are out there. So it's very, very cool. But the alligators that I saw, it was an obscure little road. I forgot the name of it, but it was down near it was south of Naples is where it was, Mick. Nick.
All right. Well, I just want to say I love the show, man, and keep it up.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Thanks for the call, Nick. Thank you very much for calling in. Let's go to Mark in Oregon. We're getting a lot of calls from Oregon.
I don't object to that.
Well, would that be on the internet? Is that what's happening? Is
it
streaming? They're listening
be.
On the streaming? Hi, and this guy's name is Mark. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
That would buy, that be the, no, that would be, see, he's joking with me right now.
I know.
Joe Ardinger wrote NARC. See,
well, don't
a
tell
play
them.
On Mick and Nick. That's what he's doing.
That's funny.
Why not have fun back
isn't
there?
It?
Yes.
Just to be on the safe side, don't tell him any secrets.
NARC, how are you today?
I am doing good.
Good. What can we do for
that's
you?
That's great.
I'm just telling you, I am a college graduate from a community college.
Can you imagine?
That's wonderful. We appreciate the call. Thanks so much, okay?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, give us a call back sometime.
Can you imagine an Oregon community college?
What is going on?
You see the problem, Beth.
What's going on? Is this the United States?
Is this the world
now. Is this what we're churning out now?
Yeah, you see
statewide?
What Beth Ann's up against.
Right.
Now, yeah.
Nationwide.
Mm-hmm. Horst is here.
He is.
Yeah,
if only he had a theme song.
Hey, Horst, come on into the studio for a second.
Come on in.
I saw Horst sitting in the green room staring.
Yeah, I saw the same thing.
I want to find out why he was in there and what he was doing.
Just following orders.
Let's bring Horst in here right now. Horst is coming. We still have Horst music?
Yes, of course.
Which one is
of course.
That? Let me see Horst music.
Towards there. The bottom, I believe.
Towards the bottom. So hold on, Horst.
He's here. Wearing a Chicago Bulls t-shirt in red.
Horst it's near the side. Asian
oh,
music.
Here it is. It's near the top of the one on the right.
Oh, it's on the top? Forgive me.
Hi, Horst. Have a seat. Relax.
Howdy.
Pull the mic close to your face.
How are you, Horst?
I'm fine, Mike.
What are you up to? I saw you in the green room. What were you doing, like, just sitting in the green room before the show? What was going on with that?
I actually didn't have a place to sit, so just went in there.
Just chilling
just
out?
Just waiting, yeah.
This is day two for you, right?
Correct.
Everything going fine?
Everything's going great.
You don't have the headphones on, but we've got your own music here now. It's from The Sound of Music. Do you get that?
I do now, but Monday I was clueless, to be
oh,
honest.
Oh, somebody's filled you in.
You understand why we're doing? I just want to see. You know, this is kind of a comedy. We're not testing you,
oh,
but I
fine.
Want to. You know,
it's
I want to understand. You understand where we're going with that? It's the whole kind of Hitler yeah. Youth thing. You know, where you kind of look German, and you know, it's a movie about escaping from Germany, and all the kids were kind of.
I'd like
Aryan
to jump in with a compliment.
Go right ahead.
Please.
I think it's great that you dressed more appropriate to the occasion.
Yeah,
today,
he's wearing a
horse.
Bulls t-shirt. He's,
yeah,
he's right on time today. He is right on time.
Mm-hmm.
How are you enjoying your second day? I have to stop that music.
Must you?
How are you enjoying your second day, Horst?
It's been very good so far.
Good.
I'm looking forward to hearing from the kid with who got his arm bit off by an alligator.
Very good. Thanks so much, Horst. Take care. Just wanted to visit with you and say welcome.
Say hi.
Welcome on day number two. Okay.
Feeling good.
Take care. There he goes. Thank you, Horst.
See you again soon.
Bye bye.
So long, friend.
Jesus Christ.
He got his arm bit off.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking forward to talking to the kid who had his arm bit off.
Let's go to Jeff.
In Florida,
hey.
Wasn't it?
Hi, Jeff. Hi. Reno, Nevada. How are you?
Yeah. Hey, Mike. How you doing, buddy?
What's happening?
Enjoying your show.
Hi, buddy.
And I was listening to your gator stories, and I was figuring I'd sure you enjoy watching the gators. I was just wondering if you'd ever watched the gators on weed.
What, man? You waited a long time for that phone call. Oh, I thought it was worth every moment of it. Chuck, Asheville, North Carolina. How are you?
Hey, Mike. We're doing terrific.
What's happening? What can I do for you, Chuck?
Oh, I was just going to ask you, is that the Tamiami Trail?
Yeah, well, that's Route 41, Tamiami Trail.
Yeah.
It's another name for Route 41. And you know what? I owe it to people, if you're traveling down in that area, I'm going to find out exactly where this place is because it's a very cool alligator visiting area.
And you great can, for a hiking.
You can do it from your car. Rob, you're overestimating the danger.
No.
Now, I suppose because Casey Edwards, the guy we're going to have on the show that lost his arm.
I think it'd be probably pretty hard to overestimate the danger of walking around alligators.
I've hit a golf ball 8 feet from an alligator.
And it killed you
from
almost.
From a full-sized alligator. You keep your eyes on them and hope they're not going to, you know. The water is where you want to be. You don't want to be in the water with them, as this right. kid found out.
Did he let you play through?
He did indeed.
They have the home field advantage in the water.
Matt from Greenville, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Matt?
Doing great, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm peachy keen.
Hey, I want to defend Joe, and people know when the phone gets answered and you're talking to them, and nobody out in listening land cares what somebody's name is. It just gets frustrating when you say, you know, hello, Mac, and the guy's like, hey, my name is Matt. Nobody cares.
So let's get to the bottom of this, Matt. Is your point that when people complain about me mispronouncing their name that they shouldn't, that they should just shut up?
Exactly. They should shut up.
But you do like the idea that when I pick up the telephone and I say, hello, let's go to Matt in Greenville, it not only identifies where you're from and it gives you a little validation there, mm-hmm. but also, you know, it lets you know you're on the telephone and we're ready to go. You understand that's why I do it.
Yeah, I get that. I guess I know when the phone's being answered, and if you got my name wrong, to me,
Matt,
no,
you know, hey, Matt, you can hear when we have you on hold, correct? When you're listening to the other callers?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to do an experiment. I'm going to come back to you, okay?
Oh, good.
All right, we're going to try it your way, and we'll see how it works, okay?
Hang on, Frank.
All right, hold on just a second.
Thanks,
all right?
Bill.
Here we go. Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Hello?
Is this the Michael Mayer show?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought
okay,
so.
Hold on just a second, will you, sir?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Let's try another one. Just to, you know, just to make sure.
It's like to prove the caller's point.
The
what
hypothesis.
Do they call that, a controlled environment?
Mm-hmm. You know? Exactly.
A controlled study.
No influence.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Huh.
Let's go to Pat in Sacramento. Hi, Pat.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hold on a second.
Hang on, okay. Pat.
All right, I believe I can rest my case right
yeah,
now.
I think
let's
you did
go back
very well.
To Matt. Matt in Greenville. Matt, do you understand? Have I just proven my point?
I couldn't hear crap.
Okay, forget about it.
Take our word for it.
Forget about it.
Thanks, Larry.
Let's go to Paul in Herndon. Joe, are you doing that to me on purpose? Paul's name was spelled N-A-U-L.
It could be Raul.
Is this Raul or Paul?
This is Paul.
Damn
Hi,
it.
Paul. Paul, how are you?
No.
Doing good, Mike.
How are things? How are things in Herndon?
Pretty good today, and about another hour or so of work.
You sound like you've worked every hour of it today, brother.
I did. Hey, I saw a horse picture on your website, and while you can't deny his Aryan look, the first thing that really popped into my mind was a little bit of Matthew Modine as Private Joker in Full Metal Jacket.
He's got a little Matthew Modine.
You know what?
Not as lean and long as Matthew Modine, but there's a little Matthew mm-hmm. Modine there.
I'll tell you what else is there, especially on the internet picture,
yeah.
is Alton Brown.
Alton Brown.
True.
We need to give him more moles.
Because
well,
remember,
Alton Brown.
He had the glasses on, and he just looked like Alton Brown.
Paul, thanks for the call.
Talk to you later, Mike.
See you later. That nice guy's having a tough day.
Jiminy Glick's sons are named Matthew and Modine.
Yes, they're boy.
They're wonderful
Jiminy
boy.
Glick boy. All right, we got time for a couple more, and then we have to take a break. We're once again under the gun on that, and I'm going to do a really good job today.
Yay, good Mike.
I'm going to get to them all on time,
you can
I
do
promise
it.
You.
You can do it.
We got a lot to do on the show. We got guys without arms. We got movie talk going on, and you ready for a little heads up later in the broadcast?
Always.
We're going to play Guess What's In Rob's Pants.
You Yay. Are excited.
I am.
That's great.
I am looking forward to the program. Let's go to George in Spokane. How you doing, George?
George.
Hey, doing well, Mike. Hey, I love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, I just had a question. What is the difference between a crocodile, a caiman, or an alligator? Do you know?
Crocodile has a longer, thinner nose than an alligator. Alligator has a wider nose. And a caiman is, I believe, a smaller version. I could be wrong about that, but a caiman is a smaller version, I think, of a gator.
That's a pretty good answer.
But I might be wrong. I'm not sure. But I'm pretty sure I'm dead on about the crocodile alligator deal.
Which is the one on the shirt?
You mean Lacoste?
Izod Lacoste.
That's a designer. Okay,
my
one more call, then we have to take a break. Let's go to Nictor. Hello, Victor. How are you?
I'm better than nothing. How are you?
I'm better than nothing also.
That's a great
slogan for this show, as a matter of fact.
Stepped in what?
It's better than nothing, stepped in
okay.
what?
All I want to let you know is I think you have a lousy show. I get tired of all these guys calling what a great show you have. You know what I mean?
Now, so I
give you something to think about.
Hey, Victor, now stay on the line with me for a second. How old are you, Victor?
I'll soon be 86 years old.
God,
honest
bless
to God.
You. All right, Victor.
Congratulations.
Victor, this is Mike. Let me introduce you to Buzz Burbank right over here. Say hi, Buzz.
Hi, Buzz.
Let's say hi to Rob Spiewak right over here.
Well, how are you? Hey.
And Victor, Victor, hold on a second. You get your piece here.
Yeah,
now, Victor, what can we do, old-timer, to make the show better for you, Victor?
Hey, I'm pulling your leg. I think you have it.
We love that.
I'm sorry. Hey, listen. Spiewak, is that his name?
Yes, mm-hmm. That's his name.
That
that's
guy's got a hell of a sense of humor. I don't know if you guys appreciate him or not.
I don't. I don't.
And I'm not any of his relatives whatsoever.
What's really great is we finally found my demographic, 85 plus.
Victor, seriously, are you, you're 80? You're 88 years old?
No. See, you're not listening. I'm trying to listen to you. I'll be 86 March the 8th.
You rock.
That's my birthday.
You rock. Joe Arden just coming
in. Birthday.
Yeah, March 8th.
Speewax.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a funny guy.
Hey, we have something in common, man.
Yes, we do.
I mean, I know you're a little older than I am, but what the hell?
Victor, hold on a second. You can relate to this, being 86 years old. We're going to put this up on our website. I don't know. Now, at 86, do you do the computer? Do you get on the websites and things like that, or do you shy away from that?
All right, listen, I'm not against anything, but I haven't even owned a television set for 24 years.
My God.
Wow.
I get all of the news will filter down to me.
That's wonderful.
And I called your
Jesus.
Program several years ago.
Yes.
And then I was out of the country, and I went about 3 years. And when I come back, I hear Don talk about his girlfriend. I said, hell, that ain't right. He's married. Well, I didn't know that his wife had passed away.
Yes, she did pass on.
We're all born to die, so I'm not worried about that, are you?
You know what? You got a good perspective on that. You know, my mom is 88, Victor, and you're 86. Now, listen, Joe has put up a picture. Joe, I want you to put this up on the website, MikeOmaraShow.com, and Victor, you will be able to relate to this because Joe has given me a picture of former President Woodrow Wilson.
And now, Woodrow was a little bit ahead of me, but go ahead.
But that's who our intern Horst looks like.
Can you hold it up, please?
Look, have you seen it?
We have an intern who looks like Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, we do.
You know the last time I voted?
Yes, when
the
was
the last time I voted was for Truman.
Oh, you did? All right.
I haven't found a decent guy since then.
Sadly, he voted for Truman in 2004.
Victor, you called right at the end of the first break. We got to go to commercial, but can I send you a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt, sir?
Oh, I'd love it, my friend.
I'm going to put you on hold, and I hope you call back on a regular basis, and I want you to call in when we... And, Joe, that is not kind for you to put in the comments section, just die already.
That is not nice
to Victor. Victor, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll get you a t-shirt, okay?
All right, deal's a deal.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Victor.
Thank you, Victor. God bless you.
And he's from your state, my friend.
That's right, Kansas.
Yeah, they grow old out there. Yeah.
I can't stop looking at Woodrow Wilson.
They start out old in Kansas.
Horst Woodrow Wilson.
That's wonderful, isn't it?
I'll tell you, it's our interns.
Just like the bridge.
Our McBridian interns. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will have the hot sheet and, it's going to be the first buzz.
The first buzz of the day.
Right. It's the same thing.
It's just different stuff.
Don't tell them that.
Sorry, I hate to make mistakes. We'll be right back. Bye.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.